New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik made national headlines in 2014 when 21st District voters elected her to the House. At 30, she was the youngest woman ever elected to Congress, replacing retiring Democrat Bill Owens. On Wednesday, she announced her re-election campaign.
There's more work to be done. I've had a productive first year in Congress, bringing a new generation of transparency, accountability, and accessibility. And I made a number of promises to this district when I ran in 2014, and I'm proud to have kept those promises. I've been an independent voice. I've put this district before partisanship. I've been bipartisan, and I've been innovative in policy solutions. And there are concerns about the direction we're headed in this country, whether it's how we're going to grow our economy and provide more economic opportunity, how we're going to have a strong national security. And I also made this decision after discussing this with many of the community leaders throughout the district who encouraged me to seek re-election and continue my work as the representative for New York 21.
In your announcement, you noted that you had had a successful, results-oriented year. What do you consider the key legislative accomplishments that you've made?
The first one is the bipartisan budget agreement, which suspended sequestration, which of course was having significant detrimental impacts on Fort Drum, but on our nation's military readiness. It also ensured that we had economic certainty over the next 2 years for our budget and our appropriations process. Another key legislative victory is the five-year highway bill. Obviously, that has tremendous impacts, not just on the infrastructure in the country, but on specifically jobs in our district, where the transportation parts manufacturing sector is so significant to Clinton County. Another key legislative victory is the Student Success Act, which is the K-12 reauthorization. I serve on the Education and Workforce Committee. This was the first update we've had to No Child Left Behind, which is well over a decade ago. And it also focuses on some of the challenges with the implementation of Common Core.
In your first year, what disappointments did you have?
Tax reform. Although we were able to get a tax extenders package at the end of this year, which provided permanence to some of the tax write-offs that are important for farms, for example, or important for businesses, we need a flatter, fairer, simpler tax code. There needs to be more done on regulatory reform. And then we need to have a stronger strategy to defeat ISIS. That has been something I've been critical of the president on in terms of his weak international leadership.
What's the priorities you want to see Congress tackle as it moves forward at this point?
So next year, I think we need to continue laying the groundwork for tax reform and regulatory reform. I also think it's important to reauthorize the Higher Education Act. That's a subcommittee that I sit on the Education and Workforce Committee, critically important to our colleges and universities. And part of that is dealing with college affordability and student loans. My generation has a historic amount of student loan debt. We need to be lowering the cost of college or stopping the growth of the cost of college, which has skyrocketed, and we need to focus on job creation in all sectors, whether it's advanced manufacturing, whether it's in agriculture, whether it's in high-skilled labor, whether it's in tourism. And then veterans care is a top priority of mine. This district has the highest number of veterans than any other congressional district in New York State. We need to continue to reform the VA so that it gives the best quality of care, so that there's accountability.
You are on the Armed Forces Committee. What should the U.S. and Congress be doing regarding ISIS? Should the Congress follow up on President Obama's call that he made in his State of the Union address?
So President Obama disappointed me in his State of the Union address, specifically on his discussion regarding ISIS. We need to see a stronger strategy to defeat ISIS. I think it needs to be politically, economically, working with our allies so they can achieve and defeat ISIS militarily. And we need to ensure that any authorization of use of military force recognizes that ISIS is not just an issue in Iraq and Syria. it's growing in countries like Indonesia, in northern Africa, for example. And the commander-in-chief needs to put forth a strategy to defeat ISIS. And I would like to hear that from the presidential candidates who are running to be the next commander-in-chief.
Speaking of the presidential candidates, have you decided who you will back in the GOP race?
I have not. I'm focused on doing my job. I'm a first-term member of Congress with a very productive year, and I still have much more work to do on behalf of the district. And as a voter, I have yet to make my decision. I am watching closely the presidential race, and I think that in order to earn support of the country, we need someone who's putting forth a vision of economic opportunity, of their strategy to be an effective commander-in-chief, to rebuild our relationship with our allies, especially throughout the Middle East, but around the world today. And having been through a tough primary myself when I first ran, a vote hasn't been cast yet. And I'm waiting to see who is able to earn the support of voters out there.
It sounds like you're going to wait till after the primary.
You know, I'm going to wait until I am ready to support a candidate. That point has not come yet. I don't anticipate that point coming in the coming weeks.
What's the biggest thing you've learned over the last year?
Great question. The biggest lesson I've had over the past year is that there's a frustration with the speed at which we can get things done. And we've passed a number of bills out of the House of Representatives that haven't been brought to the floor of the Senate. And it's because the Senate has a different set of rules. There's a different set of procedures to bring bills to the floor. So this is divided government right now. We have a Democrat in the White House. Republicans control the House of Representatives and have a slight majority in the Senate. But you have to work and build alliances to get things done. And I'm hopeful that we're able to get more legislation that's passed on a bipartisan basis out of the House, brought to the floor in the Senate for a vote.
Republican Elise Stefanik faces Democrat Mike Derrick, a retired Army officer and senior State Department advisor, who announced on July 1st he would challenge the incumbent. Glens Falls bakery owner Matt Funicello, the Green Party candidate, who ran against Stefanik in 2014, has not formally announced a campaign, but told the Plattsburgh Press Republican he will likely join the race. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.